Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for listening. People at home, people at work, people hanging out, people who don't want to be at work. Whatever you're doing, wherever you at, thank you for being here. I'll be on the airwaves for one more hour. This show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every weekday. That means Monday through Friday. It's Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. It's been a busy, busy day. Wild card round of Major League Baseball is coming to a close. The Yankees in Boston right now, 0-0 in the third. Whoever wins advances to take on the Blue Jays. We've already had two teams that are advancing. We got two teams who are going home. The Detroit Tigers eliminate the Cleveland Guardians. They win 6-3. They will take on the Mariners next. Cleveland goes home. And about an hour ago, the Chicago Cubs, they beat the San Diego Padres 3-1. In Chicago, the Cubs, yeah, their manager, Craig Counsell, they all advance to take on his former team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, it's Thursday. It's Thursday Night Football. Let's just say Sean McVay, not too happy right now, because the San Francisco 49ers, they lead the Rams 14-0. And unfortunately for the Rams, really haven't had the ball all game long. Mac Jones has thrown two touchdowns, one to Christian McCaffrey, of course. The Rams just fumbled the ball. Okay, we had Matthew Stafford, who pitched the ball behind him to the running back. Running back could not handle the ball. Fumble recovered by San Francisco. Let's see if these 49ers go out there and put another run up on the board. Not a run up on the board, a touchdown on the board. That was Blake Corum, who fumbled that one. Hey, Boccia, you think we're going to see him the rest of the game?
No. Kyren Williams going to get 95% of the snaps.
They're going to send Blake Corum back to Michigan?
They don't want him there.
Yeah, I know Sean McVay's face was pretty hilarious. And thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind if you've missed any part of the show. People listening live on their local affiliates. You got SiriusXM. You can find us on channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've gone through a lot. Thank you so much to John Kincaid for joining us, a familiar voice coming through to talk to us about the Eagles and also the Phillies, who are just getting ready to take on the Dodgers this upcoming Saturday. Thank you to Britt Giroli for joining us. Talked all things Major League Baseball, all the series, all the eliminations. Thank you as well to Ryan Dunleavy coming through to talk NFL football. He came to us courtesy of the New York Post. Of course, as we continue on with the show, At the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I told you the NFL, they got something else that they're getting ready to drop. Flag football. The NFL is starting a new flag football league. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. And this is one way for global integration of the game. Because let's be real. The majority of people on planet Earth, they ain't running around picking up pads and growing a game. To run around on a dirt field with a flag around my waist, it's like a glorified game of tag. You know, I actually think this is a genius move by the NFL if they can own flag football globally. Because American football, yeah, at least in my lifetime, it's going to be stuck here in America. But flag football, you can definitely go out and grow. A matter of fact, this is Roger Goodell. He made that announcement today about the NFL starting a flag football league ahead of the Olympics. But it wasn't too long ago that Roger Goodell, he basically said, yeah, the NFL flag football, yeah, we're trying to make it happen. Listen to what he told the NFL Network.
The idea here is to give kids an opportunity to play. And what I'm most excited about is young women playing the game. Mm-hmm. I see it in them. I was with Steve Young last year, and he brought his entire team up, 30 young women.
Steve
that
Young
he's
coaches
coaching,
a flag football team.
And two of his daughters are on the team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is awesome.
And it was just to see their confidence and the empowerment it gave them to say we're playing. And they were wonderful young women, and it was just great to see. Mm-hmm. So, and Steve, as a coach, said, I fell back in love with the game by coaching these young women. So I think that's the thing we're trying to share with people, the joy of playing this game, all the values of playing this game, you know, what it takes to be on a team that, you know, is trying to accomplish something bigger than themselves. I think young women and young boys are learning those lessons. And I think that's great. And it's just another funnel to get them into the game, either as tackle players at some point in time or to move on and take another role.
Okay, all right. Liz, he's like, oh, I was just hanging out with Steve Young and Roger Goodell. I get it. You're the commissioner of the NFL. I can say that, too. I hung out with Steve Young and Jerry Rice once. I did. They were here in Atlanta for an event promoting science and technology. They're cool guys. I like them. I like them. I wish he would have thrown me a touchdown pass, but there was no footballs. Anyway, the football game going on right now, I did tell you, 14-0. These 49ers currently lead the Rams. Mac Jones throwing a touchdown to Tonis, also throwing a touchdown to Christian McCaffrey. And the Rams are just trying to get their hands on the football. Okay, there was an expectation with Brock Purdy out and Mac Jones taking over that, well, 49ers will get beat up, that they lose. There's still plenty of time, but right now things are looking good. The Rams, they're getting the ball back on this side. Pretty wild stuff. Tough. Mac Jones, he says this Rams defense is tough, but so far he got two touchdowns against them. Listen to what Mac Jones said earlier.
They're really good. They're, in my opinion, the number one defense in the NFL after watching them. I know statistically they're pretty high, but I'm really been impressed with them. So it's going to be a huge challenge, and yeah, they do a lot of good stuff.
Okay. And let do a lot of good stuff, and he threw two touchdowns. It's still early. He could still throw two interceptions as they could continue on. Meanwhile, the other big marquee game, an elimination game going on in the Bronx, New York right now, 161st Street and River Avenue, the New York Yankees and the Red Sox, 0-0. Okay, we had two rookies come out here and start the game. Connelly early, and then my favorite athlete. You ready? You ready for this one, Botcher? You ready?
Hand is not over the dump button.
You hit Schlittler. Yeah, right. There you go. Right.
Perfect. Nope. That was on air.
Two rookies out here. You know, Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox. He's like, yeah, there's rookies all over the place, and we're not worried about this.
These boys throughout, very calm. Obviously, it's going to be loud here. Two rookies, game three, wild card, Yankees, Red Sox. Imagine that. So, should be a fun night.
Yeah, well, so far, so good. I got to give him credit. Botcher, I thought somebody would have given up a run by now. Nothing. It's in the fourth.
It's a little early. It's still early.
I believe. How long? I still don't think early is going to last past the The fifth, he's getting ready to come up now. You think he's going to be around past this?
No, probably not. This is probably his last inning. But either way, besides for the Dodgers and Reds series, where the Reds are just overpowered, all of these games have been pitching duels. So I'm not really surprised.
Well, that's good, right? I mean, you get a day off. The teams try to set up to have their best pitchers out there. This is the good thing about postseason baseball. If I were ever constructing a baseball team, Botch, it's real simple. I would actually just focus, and I omit the offense. That stinks. I would try to have, I would fill out the starting rotation, and then I worry about everything else after that. Because I think if you don't have two, three guys who can go out there and start, I think you're screwed.
My only issue with that, though, is that baseball is such a grueling sport for these pitchers.
They fall apart.
So, like, even the Dodgers, you could say they had, coming to the season,
depth.
They had
tons of it.
So much depth. And even so, there was a lot of question marks going in before the last 2 weeks where everybody got back.
It's not fair to look at them. They just buy everybody.
Yeah, but then you look at another team where it's like the Cubs. Okay, you lose Cade Horton, done for the postseason now with a rib injury. So it's, you're like, okay, we kind of have a good rotation with Boyd. You're going to have some Imanaga starts in there. And then Cade Horton, who's been our ace the entire second half, he drops within the last week of the season.
Yeah, so, but my point is, you want, and here's an example. The Mets say, hey, let's bring in Scherzer, right, who just complained about just everything imaginable. Is he complaining right now today, a matter of fact? Is he complaining?
Hey, I think he's just being quiet. Hopefully the Blue Jays remember he's on the team and he'll be on the roster.
Right. And then they brought in Verlander at the same time. He's not complaining. He wants to pitch forever. They brought in these two guys, and granted they're old, but these are aces, right? Like, I think if you want to win a championship on the damn team, you got a guy, and this is, and I know it didn't happen as often as all the Braves fans wanted to, but they had Smoltz, they had Glavin, they had Maddox. I think that's what you need. You got to have guys that scare you on the mound. When the Diamondbacks won, like, what the hell are they doing out there? You got Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling, and what world is that fair?
But the only thing with that is that now with the MLB, are there pitchers besides for Tarek Skubal, Paul Skeens, and Crochet that are those type of pitchers? A lot of these guys don't pitch for length. They may be great in short 4 to 5 innings, but there's no real bell cows where it can be like, yes, we know we're going to get 7 or 8 innings every other start, and they're going to limit damage.
You're trying to remind me how much I don't like the game the way it is today?
But yeah,
remind me of that.
It's just because baseball is so different now where their arms are falling off every year. And it's a team can say like, hey, okay, we're going to sign this guy. Like the Diamondbacks, they signed Corbin Burns. He's going to be our new ace. He's going to lead us to the postseason. Three weeks into the season, my elbow hurts.
They're doing it just because they want to run everybody into the ground right away and they want to go next. It's like they've become the NFL with running backs. Like starting pitchers outside of, and it's the same thing. They become glorified running backs. Use you, abuse you, and then on to the next one. And that sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, I can't say that's not happening, but...
But isn't that stupid? Like, why does every single move in a baseball game got to be a chess match? Like, if I got to think about this like a boxing match, I know going into a fight, depending on who you're watching, the style makes the fight. Are you going to have two guys going out there? Are they just going to pepper each other for 10 to 12 rounds? Are they going to go out there? Are they going to go all blows and just try to beat the living hell out of each other? Like, we all know, and it depends on what you want. I want a variety. You know, I have no problem watching one game and the guys are beating the hell out of each other. I have a fight and another one where it's a little bit more technical. But when it comes to pitching, it seems like we have reached the point of one size fits all. Let's get as many pitches as we can. Of course, we're going to have our outliers. You named a bunch of them. But it's so similar where let's throw everybody up against the wall and make every single thing a chess match. It doesn't. We don't have the mano-y-manos on a pitching mound anymore. And I think for me, I know for me, it sucks the fun out of it. I miss having two starting pitchers and who's going to come out on top. It's just different, man. It sucks. I don't think it's as good as it used to be. I hate to be like the old man, but it's not.
No, especially when not even that, just the hitting styles themselves have changed too, where it's like these hitters are going against these pitchers who only throw 100 and they only last a couple innings. And they're going to say, hey, I'm just going to try to hit homers knowing that you're going to be gone soon. And the guy after you is probably going to have no command. I'm going to have another chance to hit a homer. So yeah. It's just the whole concept of it is the stats are behind it, but it's just so bad to watch, even though it's the correct thing to do.
You know, you're correct. Any aspect of sports, mano y mano, please. That's it. It was so easy to market sports 30 and 40 years ago. You looked at the stars, this guy versus this guy. We don't get that anymore. We don't. Okay? And when it comes to basketball, I feel like we don't even get that. Used to be like, okay, this is the star, this is the other star, they're going to go at each other. Well, basketball says nowadays, and I certainly understand it from a technical standpoint, the best guy shouldn't defend the best guy. And then we even get to the end of a lot of these games. And it's just like, oh, well, we can't have the best guy on the best guy because we don't want anybody in foul trouble. And it's like, come on. Okay, they're going shot for shot, but can we get more? A little infuriating there. Baseball, that is certainly going out the window. Thinking about anybody being an ace. Oh, just so. Anyway, Boccia, how do we get here? I got upset at what now?
So basically, we're talking about how long Early would last in this game and just how the starting pitchers don't pitch enough in the postseason. And that's true now. They're taking him out three-plus innings because he gave up a bloop and a walk.
Well, it's two. Yeah, the Yankees now got two guys on the mound, and they're about to tell Early, hey, man, have a seat and hit the showers. Thank you for your three innings.
Hey, they actually didn't take him out yet, which is surprising.
Oh, they give him a pep talk?
Yeah. I guess this is like your last batter if it's a lefty with a Judge, Stanton. It's probably, I don't know who's up, but Ben Rice is probably his last batter.
Yeah, they're going to tell him, hey, man, you screwed this one up. You're out of here anyway. Yeah, let's see what happens. Maybe grounds into a double play or something like that. Yeah, Yankees and Red Sox are currently at zero. The fans are hoping for some runs as these two Yankees are on base right now. The Yankees, they have no outs. They have an opportunity to do some damage here. Meanwhile, out in Los Angeles, on the complete opposite end of the country, the Rams are on the board. Matthew Stafford just found, who'd he find out here? Boom. Kyren Williams, 14-yard touchdown pass. There was nothing in between him and the end zone but air and opportunity. He's able to go out there and take it into the end zone. So the 49ers will get the football back, likely here to end the first half, and they will try to extend their lead the best way possible. At least the Rams put some type of points up on the board. It was looking pretty bad here at the start. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with all of these games as they continue to roll around. Speaking of looking bad, we know that Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, she's been getting beat up, looking bad, everywhere over the past several days. Nafisa Collier just says she is the worst leader in the history of the world. I'm exaggerating, but might as well have been the case. What does Caitlin Clark have to say about this? She does agree. We'll hear from her. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's a lot going on, and I love it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I'm retired. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just alive. Oh, Botcher, well, Red Sox said, oh, we'll give him a little bit of life. Look at Early is sweating through the jersey right now. The Yankees have taken a 2-0 lead. Had the bases loaded. Rosario, Volpe with some singles that have driven in both runs. The Yankees are still having a chance and an opportunity here. The base is loaded. One out. We got Red Sox fans, hands on their heads. It's the fourth inning. The way that I'm just judging this on the past forever, okay? Because I've been alive for quite a few decades. I'm looking at this going, I don't trust nothing. Nothing, nada, nothing. Put an F there too, nothing. I don't trust nothing. Between the Red Sox and the Yankees until the final out. I have seen it all. I think there are a lot of Yankee fans who can attest. It doesn't matter what this game says in the fourth inning. The Yankees could bust this one wide the hell open. They could go up 10-0 here. I know there's no Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, Johnny Damon on the other side. Good job, Johnny, for being a Yankee. It's not over until it's over. Botcher, is it inappropriate if I say it's not over if the fat lady sings? Do I get canceled for that?
I think that's been a saying for a while. I think you're good with that one.
Okay. All right. I don't need to get in trouble here. You know, I know how it goes. Mm. People are, yeah, good idea. Don't say anything. Just make noises. Don't get in trouble with me. Anyway, speaking of fat lady singing, the WNBA regular season is about to be over. You see? Look at that one. Kathy Engelbert, she is getting ripped to shreds. Nafisa Collier, one of the best players in the league, gets eliminated from the postseason, utilizes her exit interview to tell everybody how bad the commissioner is. It says she is the worst ever. Worst leader on earth. Like, damn. Not congratulating people, doesn't communicate, doesn't say, hey, well wishes when you get hurt. And none of the players have her number. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. We know that the WNBA collective bargaining agreement, it's coming to a close at the end of this month. And, I mean, the finals for the WNBA is going on right now as well. Well, it starts on, I think, tomorrow. Yeah, for Friday's game one. We got Phoenix. We got the Las Vegas Aces once again back here in the WNBA finals. But all anybody's talking about is, well, the commissioner, how bad she sucks. Apparently, she's going to speak with the media before game one. That should be interesting. Her statement in response to Nafisa Collier was kind of a boilerplate. You know, it's just like, hey, it stinks that that's what she thinks about our conversation, but it doesn't matter how she feels. I'm always going to look out for the players. Like, okay, but don't you work for the owners? And more so, don't you work for the NBA? I mean, I think she reports to Adam Silver. Yeah, the WNBA is like a subsidiary. A little different. Either way, Caitlin Clark, with her team eliminated, she finally spoke to the media again. And she was asked about Nafisa Collier's statements and her comments about the commissioner. She did not disagree.
First of all, I have great respect for Fee. And I think she made a lot of very valid points. And, you know, I think what people need to understand, you know, we need great leadership in this time across all levels. This is straight up the most important moment in this league's history. Well, this league's been around for 25 plus years. And this is a moment we have to capitalize on. So that's honestly what I would say. I think there's, you know, Fee said it all with what she said. And, you know, I think the points she made were very valid.
Ooh, okay, wow. Well, Caitlin, how important is it for the commissioner to be buddies with the players? Well, tell us.
I think for me, and I've said this many times, it is all about relationships, and that's the truth. And I know that's really hard to say in professional sports, but, you know, whether it's a relationship with your front office, whether it's a relationship with commissioner of the league, whether it's a relationship with your teammates, like, that's the most important thing in leadership. Why would my teammates want to listen to me if I didn't have a relationship with them? Like, I think it's the most simple thing, and you have to be very intentional about seeking those out and understanding your teammates. Like, everybody in professional sports comes from different walks of life, and you have to be able to know why they are who they are. Like, I think that's super important, and being intentional about that. So I think that's something I try to continue to improve in my daily life every single day, whether it's obviously, you know, as a part of the Indiana Fever organization, or whether it's as a friend or a family member. You know, relationships are very important for me as a person. So I would just say, you know, for me, I'd say the most important part of leadership, whether that's the WNBA, whether that's corporate America, I think it comes down to relationships and really caring about the people you surround yourself with.
Man, they're going to get this commission the hell up on out of there. They are. I believe that they're going to have a lockout. Well, are they going to miss games? I don't know. I mean, they got an entire winter to kind of go out there and get things together. But in most cases, you got to push up against the limit. The start of the season is when you start getting leverage. I have no idea. I just don't feel confident about any of this. And I think we will reach a point where the commissioner is going to be out, because who wants the negative attention for the league? Like, this negative attention is not going to go anywhere. If the players think the commissioner sucks, and they're going to beat her up, not just before negotiations, this isn't going to go anywhere. You know what I mean? For as bad as we've had a lot of commission, like, I'll leave Gary Bettman alone. Like Rob Manfred. Like, the players beat him up sometimes. We just heard a story about how Bryce Harper basically told him to get out of the locker room. He didn't say a word about the guy in public. And I doubt that he would. Like, the players will talk about Major League Baseball, but they ain't beating up on the commissioner. Nobody bothers Adam Silver. Who says anything bad about Roger Goodell? People just like to boo him. It's like, hey, you work for the billionaires. We don't like you. Yeah, it's like, nobody cares. But to just verbally assault the commissioner like this? They're going to have a lockout. And if they miss games, it's going to be horrific. And speaking of horrific, things have gotten horrific for the Boston Red Sox. You know, we're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But there is so much going on in sports. We got Thursday Night Football. We got Red Sox Yankees. We got teams that have been eliminated. And joining us right now to fill you in on all of it, it's time for a news flash here on the Infinity Sports Network. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about that? Well, New York Yankees up 4-0 against the Red Sox. It is the fifth. Doesn't mean a whole lot of nothing. Yankees and Red Sox typically go all the way to hell before they get to the conclusion of their games. Congratulations. I don't want to say congratulations, but at least it's a nice early start. For the 49ers, they have basically dominated the Los Angeles Rams here, especially after that Blake Corum fumble, not able to hold on to the pitch for Matthew Stafford. And so at this point, the 49ers, they lead the Rams 17-7. I guess these guys are around each other long enough, as everyone has said, between Shanahan and then also McVay. They probably know each other's social security number. Time of possession, a little evened out a little bit, about 18 minutes to 12. Now the San Francisco 49ers to the Los Angeles Rams. Bacha, this is a good game. I'm happy about it. I got plenty to watch when you kick me out the studio in a few minutes.
That's pretty rare for a Thursday night football game too. Where?
What?
I don't know. I don't want to discredit Thursday night football, but it seems that usually you can decide who's going to win the second half immediately, but I trust the Rams to get back in this game. I just think they're a better team, and I don't know how the Niners are winning.
Yeah, but I feel like we've had good games for a while now. Like, there really was a point in time where the Thursday night games used to come around, and it's like, what stupid, ugly uniforms are the two teams, you know, going to wear? I think the fact that Thursday Night Football has moved off of the NFL, it was on the NFL Network, wasn't it?
It was, I think.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
It's now moved off of an NFL-owned property to Amazon. Amazon is paying, I don't know, how many billions of dollars to broadcast Thursday Night Football. We're not going to get the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Saints. Like, them days are over. You getting money, you paying for it. You got to put out a decent product. Like, the NFL has to answer for somebody if they're getting billions of dollars in rights fees. But I agree with you. It's still early. Let's see if Mac Jones can keep it up. Is he going to throw a pick six? Like, these are the type of games where it's like, oh, my God, 17-7. Like, one turnover can change this game in no time. No time. Just like the Yankees right now. Boston Red Sox got two guys on base. They got two outs, and they have a Schlittler on the mound. And so the Red Sox can turn things around just as quickly here in the fifth. We'll keep you up to date. Not going to be here too much longer before I got to shut up and leave. And so we'll kind of do our best to let you know. Of course, everybody will keep you up to date here on the Infinity Sports Network. We just heard from Caitlin Clark. pretty miserable about her situation. Well, the situation of the entire WNBA with Kathy Engelbert as their commissioner. I can tell you somebody who's happy. Apparently, he is he's choosing violence. He spoke to the media for the first time today. It's Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, that's another phenom. I like him better. Botch, I like him better than Caitlin Clark. That's okay, right?
That's fine. There's different personalities. Like, Caitlin Clark is more feisty. Wemby seems more laid back.
He went to a Buddhist temple? Where'd he go? Something like that?
I think it was a temple where a couple monks trained him in a certain type of focus or training.
Yeah, this guy's, he's going from monks to Kevin Garnett. All of this, meanwhile, he was training with Kevin Garnett. Meanwhile, he's shaving his head. He gained some weight. I think he said he gained 10 pounds. I don't know if that's true. Is that even possible? Apparently, he also gained another inch without shoes. He's now 7'4". Victor Wembanyama says, listen, I didn't even practice offense this year. I've been practicing my endurance in defense. Let's keep in mind, this guy had a blood clot in his arm. Played 40-something games last year, 46 games, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 4 blocks. What is he going to do, block 6 shots a game? He could if he needed to. Listen to Wembanyama talk about his offseason. He makes it sound like he's a freak. He is.
I can assure you nobody has trained like I did this summer. And this is my best summer so far. Like I can tell the progress is just incredible. I feel better. I look stronger. And, the scale says I'm heavier. So it's everything is a green light.
He could be my favorite player. I think Wembanyama is my favorite player. I used to like Tim Duncan a lot, too. I like guys who just get to the business. No small talk, no big talk. Just get after it. Wembanyama is that type of guy. I'll be rooting for him to win the championship one day. I just need him to stay healthy first. Please do that. A giant-ass pogo stick. And Bacha, who's the tallest human being that you've been around?
I was next to, I think it was Carmelo for a few minutes.
6'8".
Yeah, that's, no. I take this back. I went to high school with Moses Brown, who played in the NBA for a couple years. I think he's still lingering. He was in the class above me. He came into our art class, and he's like 7'1", 7'2".
What?
It's very intimidating.
He had the duck?
Yeah, he had a duck in to enter the door frame, and then I had to look up to like, just even notice him. That's how intimidating it was.
Damn. He sat in a regular person's chair or he sat on the floor?
Well, he just came in to speak, but he has to sit in the regular small desks. There was no, I don't know, extra chairs or anything for him.
He sat in a normal person's chair?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Probably uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Probably annoyed him. Yeah. But he got through it.
What the hell is he doing now?
I think he just, I don't know, he's jumping around the G League. I don't know. Oh. He's winning G League. He set the Knicks G League rebounding record.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thought you were going to tell me he's changing light bulbs or something like that.
No, he's still around. He's on the Grand Rapids Gold of the Denver Nuggets G League team.
This in Rio, right?
No.
He's Rio Valley?
So, I think so, yeah. But he has 6 years in the league. He's got a total of 163 games in the NBA.
Wow. Good for him. Your former classmate. You weren't his friend?
No, he was the grade above me. I went to, I was in
high
the same,
school?
In high school. I was the same class as Cole Anthony. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cole, where's he at now?
He's on the Grizzlies got traded for Desmond Bane. Yeah, but yeah, he transferred his senior year.
Oh, wow. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I went to high, who did I go to school with? Shannon Bobbitt. You played the Tennessee Vols with Candace Parker. I haven't seen Shannon in years, and meanwhile, I see Candace every now and then. What a world. Anyway, and speaking of going back in time, it's the end of the show. It's time for us to go back in time to a few things that took place this day, October 2nd, in sports history.
Back
in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
I'd pay to see it. October 2nd, 1980, Larry Holmes. He registered a technical knockout, TKO, in the 11th round. He did it against the greatest, Muhammad Ali. And he, in turn, won the heavyweight championship of the world. This went down to Las Vegas. Listen to Larry Holmes beating or on beating Muhammad Ali. This is from the Fighting Center.
I told the referee, stop this fight. Don't let this man take the fight. And he says to me, shut up. And box. What I got to do, kill him? I'm beating him up. Can't you see I'm beating him up? But they pushed him out there again. Kept pushing until I was not hitting him hard no more. I was just trying to make him quit. And I told the man, I still love him. I said, I still love you, man. And he said, if you love me, why you beat me up then? I said, it's part of the game. And after the fight, I went to his dressing room, grabbed him, hugged him, gave him a kiss. I said, you'll be the greatest, man. You'll always be the greatest in my book.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, he kept on fighting. He fought all the way until 1981. Muhammad Ali did. Yeah, it stinks. A lot of boxers, they stick around. A lot of people, sports athletes, it's hard to give it up. Stick around way too long. October 2nd, 1994. Don Shula with the Miami Dolphins. He beat his son, Dave. Dave was coaching the Cincinnati Bengals. He beat him 23-7. This was their first meeting. This was the first meeting, period, between a father and son, any capacity coaching in professional sports, not just the NFL. Listen to the Shulas on a dad versus the son. This is from Channel 10 down in Miami.
You know, the only thing that we know in this ball game is that there's going to be a Shula on the winning side.
It's probably not a greater tribute to a father than to have the son say, I want to be like Dad. You feel that way?
Well, I hope that that's how he feels, and that would be a tribute, and I'd be very proud, you know, if he says that and means it. But I'm proud anyhow of David and the way that he's conducting his life.
You know, I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Don Shula fan. 364 days and 21 hours of the year this year, and for 3 hours on Sunday, they're the enemy and he's the commander of the enemy.
Now, this is his football team against the team that I'm responsible for. So from that standpoint, it can't get any bigger.
Man, if I was coaching against my son, I'd be out there for blood. I hope I blow him out. I want to blow him out, and then I want to tell him about it later. Yeah, I'm a good dad. Anyway, October 2nd, 2001. And speaking of blowing things out, this guy blew up his body, did some drugs here or there. Sammy Sosa, he became the first player in Major League history with 360 home run seasons. But the Reds, they beat his Cubs 5-4. Sosa, he hit his home run in the first inning. Let's listen to this courtesy of Major League Baseball.
Here's the 3-1. Sammy hits a high drive. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. 60 times 3. Sammy Sosa launching one onto Waveland Avenue. And he becomes the first man ever to hit 60 or more home runs in three different big league seasons.
Yeah, he did it all with spinach. I'm glad that he's finally getting some love now. You know, let's give Sammy Sosa some love. At least in Chicago, they're showing him love. He said he made mistakes. We don't know what those mistakes are, but he made some. Thank you, Sammy. I think we know. October 2nd, 2004. Speaking of mistakes, this guy broke his hand washing his motorcycle. Yeah, sure he did. Jeff Kent. He became the all-time home run leader for Major League Baseball second baseman. He hit two home runs. They beat the Astros, the Giants did, 9-3 versus the Rockies. 302 overall home runs broke Ryan Sandberg's Major League record that he had since 97. Listen to Ken Rosenthal, Tim Kirchin on why Jeff Kent isn't in the Hall of Fame. I wonder why.
I believe he is a worthy guy. I hope
one of the era's committees gives him a longer look. All-time leader of home runs by a second baseman. I know it was in an offensive age, but he was an MVP. He did a lot of big things. And in my view, we talk about all-around players and is this guy not a good defender? Jeff Kent was a good enough defender to stay at second base all those years. So I voted for him. I had a hard time with him not getting in, but that's your answer without the expletive.
AJ, I voted for him every single year. So we agree on this. And Junior said it right. You had the most home runs for any player ever at that position. He made, with some help, he made that into an offensive position. And he was a better defensive player than the numbers suggest. He's a Hall of Famer for me. He should get in.
Yeah, one thing that should get in. I don't know if he will get in. We'll find out soon enough. October 2nd, 2016 through 2016. Greatest broadcast of all time, Vince Scully. He was done with the Dodgers. Listen to this. 67 seasons.
May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems a faithful friend to share, for every sigh a sweet song and an answer for each prayer. You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you've ever needed me. And I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Hey, man, one of my favorite broadcasters favorite broadcaster to listen to, period. Thank God for the internet and TV. Shout outs to Vin Scully. I can't believe it was that long ago. Missed that man. Anyway, the Rams just missed a field goal. It's still 17-7. The Yankees still hold their lead against the Red Sox 4-0. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We're going to be talking baseball and NFL football and college football and more baseball. We got a lot to get into. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Catch you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Be safe. Enjoy all the sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.